Absolutely. I'll start with the U.S. We are clearly in transition from El Niño to La Niña right now. The atmosphere, North America and elsewhere, is still acting like it's El Niño. Very active weather pattern with everything you see with the hail, the high winds, the tornadoes out in the midsection. That's classic spring El Niño. But we're going to lose that over the next couple of weeks to a few months. So for people that are getting the moisture now, hold on to that, especially in the middle part of the country, because I do have concerns that we could see some dryness that's already starting to pop up in places like southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, could begin to spread as we head deeper into the warm season. A lot of the dynamical and statistical guidance does show drought developing, Rockies, High Plains region potentially starting to spread a little bit to the east. But with that transition to El Niño, that also means that we expect a very, very active Atlantic tropical basin. And so we could see a pretty fine line between dry conditions, high plains, and relatively wet conditions in parts of the southern and eastern U.S. That would include the eastern Corn Belt. Whether that tropical moisture is organized or disorganized mid to late summer into autumn, that should allow for fairly wet conditions, Gulf Coast, Atlantic Coast, probably extending into the eastern Corn Belt, Ohio Valley region. So we may be sharpening up that gradient between drought and wetness as we move through this growing season. Again, pretty dry conditions likely to develop High Plains region or expand, and then rather wet as you move further.